Hello and welcome to the next episode of Side by Side Podcast. I'm Tom Haynes, your host. Today we're going to talk about phraseology, one of my all-time favorite subjects. So we're going to call this Phraseology is King. I call it that because if you know how to talk to a pilot, if you know how to say it in the way the FAA wants you to say it, then the pilot's going to understand, number one. And number two, if something does happen, you'll never have to explain why you didn't use correct phraseology. So, phraseology, you would think that it would be standardized everywhere, but it is and it isn't. The 7110.65 lays out the phraseology the FAA wants you to use. And that's all well and good, but one thing you're going to find as you go through this career, as you even start this career, is that phraseology is different from facility to facility, from place to place. I can guarantee you that phraseology that you're going to be studying at a CTI school, if that's where you are, is going to be different from a different CTI school. It's going to be different from what they teach at the academy. It's going to be different from what they teach at Advanced ATC. It's going to be different from what they teach you at your first facility. And so one thing to understand when it comes to phraseology is you have to learn phraseology where you are. Do not worry about what that phraseology or how that phraseology is different from the last place you were at. And if you're starting from zero, that's not a bad thing. One of the hardest things to deal with at the academy as an instructor was people that came in, students that came in with previous background doing air traffic. Specifically, this I hadn't mentioned yet, but the military has very different phraseology than the FAA does. They have a different way of doing things than the FAA does. So it's very important to understand that the phraseology you need to use is the phraseology they use where you are. When you get to the academy, you need to use the phraseology they use at the academy. If you're at your CTI school, use the phraseology they use at your school. Pass. That is your main goal. Pass. Pass the CTI school. Pass the academy. Get to your first facility. Get through training there. You're going to have to, the phraseology will be a little bit different when you get to your first facility. I guarantee it. I have worked, five different facilities, worked the academy, worked Advanced ATC. I can tell you, each and every one of them, slightly different phraseology. But I can also tell you that my first two trainers that I had at Brownsville were phraseology nuts. My primary trainer told me, he said, "You want to say it right every time, and you want to get to the point where you don't have to think about how to say it right. It just comes out right." That is how much you have to practice phraseology. It is so much like learning a different language. I used to tell my students in Oklahoma City that over the course of my life, I have tried to learn I think it's about seven different languages. Spanish, French, Italian, Russian. Yeah, I took Russian in high school. Portuguese, English, and air traffic. And there's a reason that I can only speak two of those seven languages. Hopefully English and hopefully air traffic. And the reason I can speak those two is because they meant something to me. Unfortunately, the other languages just haven't meant enough to me yet. I will say yet. But you have to get to the point where even at the academy, even in the short 12 weeks that you're going to be at the academy, you have to get to the point where the phraseology just comes out. I can tell you as an instructor that when you get into the radar lab at the academy, it is very easy to tell who has studied and who has not. Who knows the phraseology for a point out, who doesn't. Who can give a clearance without thinking about it, and who doesn't. Okay? So you definitely want to be in that group of students who can. Who can give a clearance. Who can do a point out. It will make your life so much easier, and it allows your brain to think about things that are more important than phraseology. Yeah, I said phraseology is most important. It is, but it is something that can become second nature. You have to get to the point where it's second nature. You have to get to that point when you're at a CTI school. You're trying to learn air traffic. Get to the point where the phraseology is second nature. You can practice. You can practice, and you must practice. So you may be thinking, how do I practice? Well, one thing I did is when I was at the academy and I had very little experience in air traffic or in talking to airplanes, I had to learn the alphabet by reading off license plates as I drove to and from the academy. That's something you can do. Every one of those license plates becomes an aircraft. Practice giving a clearance. If there are other people in your car and you're in the radar lab, every single one of those license plates is an aircraft that needs to be pointed out. And so you pick a part of the airspace for that day or for that trip, and that's where all the point outs are. Someone else in the car with you is taking the point out, and they get to practice their phraseology, and you do it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, all the time. Now, one thing about practicing phraseology, it does not help if you're back practicing bad phraseology. Bad phraseology is as bad, if not worse, than no phraseology at all. Okay, so you have to keep at each other, both at the academy, CTI schools, you guys at Advanced ATC, you have to do the same thing. You have to make sure that everyone is using the correct phraseology. It is that important. The other thing that it'll do, especially at the academy, one thing it'll do, your good phraseology will, when you're in an eval, it will make that evaluator confident that you know what you're doing. And you can lull an evaluator to sleep with sounding good. I've been there as an instructor. I've been watching a student. Student sounds great. They're doing great. And I have totally missed errors that they have made. Separation errors that they have made. Most of that happens in non-radar, when you can really lull that evaluator to sleep. But that is what good phraseology does. And when you get to your facility, good phraseology is going to let those people around you know that you care. It's going to let the pilots know that you sound professional. And that is not an easy thing to do at the beginning. But if you can sound professional, then the people around you are going to go, they sound like a controller, they're going to be a controller. And if you can get past that hurdle to where the people around you think that you are going to be a controller, then you will be. Then you can start worrying about being a better and better controller, which will come with time, which will come with more and more confidence. So another thing that good phraseology does is it does give you confidence. And it's an easy thing to get confident about, because it just requires practice. You're not having to figure out degree of divergence, separation, rules, and all this. You're just copying the phraseology. So, phraseology. And then we'll go into a little bit more. Something that goes right along with phraseology is strip marking. And there again, phraseology is learning to speak a language. Strip marking is learning to write it. And it is a different language. So learn how to write it, learn how to say it, learn how to say stuff and write stuff at the same time. All those things, ultra, ultra, ultra important. And when it comes to everything air traffic, they're the easiest things to learn. Strip marking, phraseology are the easiest things that you're going to learn. I think they're easier than even learning a map, and you'll get to the point where learning a map is fairly straightforward and fairly easy. It seems rather complex at the beginning, but it'll get to the point where it's not. You know things to look for, you know things to remember. So, phraseology, strip marking, and you'll be set. You'll be good. And then you can go on from there. Those are the building blocks, the foundation for everything else that is air traffic control. If you can't say it in the way that the pilot is going to understand it, then it's you haven't said anything. You can have the best clearance in the world, and if you can't say it right, the pilot's not going to understand it. And then you're going to be twice as busy as you were. So going back to my first trainer, he told me, he said, if you sound confident, if you sound professional, then that pilot will fly into a mountain if you tell him to. Now, hopefully you're never going to tell a pilot to do that. But the point is, you will sound professional, and they will not question what you are doing. And they will do it, which is what you need them to do. You need to sound professional. And the busier you get, the more professional you have to sound. Because you cannot have these pilots questioning what you're telling them to do when you get busy, especially. And so practice it when you're not busy. Don't have lazy phraseology when you're not busy. Practice having the best phraseology so that when you are busy, it just comes out. I've had multiple instances in my life, in my career, where I've seen a situation develop. I had a Seminole on short final with no gear, and I saw it. I was fairly busy at the moment, but saw it and keyed up, gave him the correct phraseology. He ended up going around. He got on his downwind to come back around to land and thanked me because he said he was going to land. And I almost keyed up and said, no, that was going to be a crash. But thankfully I didn't, and the FAA gave me a nice little time off work, so I got a day off without having to use any leave for that. So you're going to have situations where you have to be able to say something, and you have a split second to say it. So that's why phraseology is so important. And when you're at the academy trying to get through that job interview that the academy is, if you have good phraseology, then, like I said, you have one less thing to worry about. If you can't say it wrong, if you have practiced to the point where you cannot say something wrong, that is two-thirds of the battle. Because I'll tell you, in non-radar at the academy, phraseology error, it'll cost you a fraction of a point. In the radar portion of the academy, a phraseology error will cost you 2 points. It doesn't sound like much. But someone described it to me as, if you have a stack of $100, 100 $1 bills, and someone comes along and takes two of those dollars, you know, you're thinking, yeah, I still have 98 more. Well, okay, another person comes along, takes $2. Another person comes along, takes $2. Another person comes along, takes $2. Well, now you're all of a sudden down to 80 points max, and that's assuming you did everything else in the problem correctly. And I can guarantee you, I can almost guarantee you, almost 100%, that if your phraseology is not spot on, it's not the only thing in the problem that's not spot on. And I said earlier, you can lull an evaluator to sleep with great phraseology. You can also make them incredibly alert with bad phraseology. You start off a problem with bad phraseology, and that evaluator knows that they're going to have to pay attention all 40 to 45 minutes of that problem. Okay? And your job in that evaluation, when you're running your evals, your job is to put the evaluator to sleep. That's your job. That's what you want to do. You want to start off so good that they know they can relax. Okay? I've seen it happen. I've seen students come back after an evaluation and go, wow, I had a couple of separate errors, but they didn't see it. Oh, really? They put them to sleep. It can happen, and that is your job. And that's what good phraseology does. Like I said, bad phraseology just keeps everybody's, it perks everybody's ears up. It makes them tense. It makes them concentrate on what they're doing. And that's the exact opposite of what you want to do. So, to summarize, learn the phraseology where you are. Don't worry about the phraseology at your next facility. Don't worry about your phraseology at your last facility. Worry about the phraseology where you are. If that's at the academy, know the academy phraseology. If it's a CTI school, know the CTI school's phraseology. If that's an advanced ATC, know advanced ATC phraseology. And when you get to your first facility, it will be slightly different. Every facility does things slightly different. Every school does things slightly different. That is your job as an air traffic controller, is to learn that, is to know it, and to get to the point where you can speak the language of air traffic control without even thinking about it. I know there are people out there that can speak multiple languages without even thinking about it. To me and to my mind, that just, it seems impossible. I can't imagine that. But then I think about it. I have learned over the years how to speak air traffic control. So, it can be done, and you're going to have to do it. Okay? So, until we get to see each other next time, or until we get to listen to each other next time, I hope you all have a great day. But just remember, phraseology is king.